This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, Agen Erev Shabbos Avosai, as we prepare for Parshas Truma and for the Yom Tov of Purim. Well, Rabbi Yisai, let me show you Gemara Masechta Megillah on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We want to welcome all of our Torah Anytime viewers and everyone listening on J-Root Radio and all of the big tzaddikim and ga'inim here in the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. It's not a bracha, just a statement of fact. Right? The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Vayikach Haman Es Halavush V'Esasos, right? Vayikach Haman Es Halavush V'Esasos. Haman took the clothing and the horse. Ozol Ashkeche Diyasi Rabbanu Kamei. He came and he found the rabbi sitting before Mordechai. Machvil Hilchas Kmitza. Mordechai was showing Haman, his Talmidim, the laws of Kmitza. You know, Kmitza is when you take the fistful of the Mincha. Kivan the Chazia Mordechai, the Apik Lekivle. When Mordechai saw that Haman was coming to him, Vesusei Mecha Biyadei, holding a horse in his hand, Mirtis, he got afraid. The guy's coming to kill me. He's coming to kill me. You know, why else is he coming? He's coming to kill me. Let's get out of here so you don't get burned by his coals. At that time, Mordechai wrapped himself in the talus. Also, Haman. So Haman waited patiently. Mordechai didn't know that Haman was coming to honor him. So Mordechai came to daven. And he's davening. And Haman's getting, you know, twiddling his thumb. Like, what's this guy doing? Amr lehu b'may askitu. Haman said, "Nu, tell me the sugya you're learning." Amr lehi. He was a rasha, but he wasn't a shoita. He said, "What are you learning, you know?" Amr lehi. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kaya amandim inadim in chamaisi mali comes to the soto miskaper lehi. Saying, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, but we're learning the laws of Kmitza. Because when the temple stood, someone who donated a mincha would bring a fistful of flour and he would get kapara. Your fistful of kemach came and pushed away my 10,000 silver coins. So what's going on over here? Mordechai was learning the laws of Karbanos. And Haman acknowledges that because you were Isaac in the laws of Karbanos, that's how you defeated me, that's how you overcame my plot. What's the meaning over here? What's going on? It's a very interesting thing. In Sefer Yehoshua, Yeshua, before he battles the city of Yerichai, so an angel of God comes to him with a sword drawn, and the angel says, "Yeah, the Bluetooth on." Yeah. The angel says, he unleashes his sword, and Yeshua said, "Who are you? Halonu ato mitzareinu? Are you on my team or you're on their team?" And the Malach says, "Atabasi." And the Gemara Megillah says that this was an angel of God, who had two tainas on Yeshua. Number one, you didn't bring the carbon tamid yesterday. Number two, you weren't learning enough.
Last night, yesterday.
So what? Which one is it? Which one of the two? And he said, "Atabasi, I came because you weren't learning." So Yeshua asked the Malach, "Halanu ata im litzarenu? Halanu, is it because of Torah Tziva? Lanu Moshe im litzarenu?" Tosfos says, "Bishvil karbanos shemaginim aleinu mitzarenu." Karbanos protect us from our enemy. As Haman says, that your learning of the laws of Kmitza protected you from me. So the Chasam Sofer has an incredible explanation of what's going on over here. And that is, take a look at number 8, in the Drashas of the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Zachar. You know, it used to be, back in the day, Rabbanim used to speak very infrequently. They would speak basically two times a year, Shabbos Shuvah, and Shabbos Haggadah, sometimes Zayin Adar, but they would get an Aliyah every Shabbos. Now in America, Rabbanim speak every Shabbos, and they get an Aliyah twice a year. So, you know, things have changed a little bit. But what?
Is it the Toichacha to get the Aliyah?
Is it the Toichacha? Yeah, and then what are they, exactly? They give the Rabbi the Toichacha. Thank you. What?
I won't get the Aliyah every
When it's your shul, you could get every Aliyah, you know? But it's a joke. Actually, Rabbi Ben told me that joke. So.
Say every week.
I know. That's what he said. All right, it's a joke. We don't darshin the jokes. Ain darshin on ha jokes. Okay, fine. So the Chassam Sofer says like this. We know HaKarbonos, number 8, Ba'am Lahagin Mitzrayna. The Karbonos came to protect us from our enemies. Like Tosus says in the beginning of Megillah. We don't have Karbonos anymore. V'yaf agav decharav beis hamikdash. Mikamakam kal ha'oisik b'tayras oyla ki'ilu hekrav oyla. If you learn the laws of Karbonos, it's like you're makriv of a Karbon oyla. As the Gemara says in Menachos, look at number 3, Amar Reish Lakish, Ma'idach Ziv, Zois ha'toyra la'oyla la'mincha v'lachatas la'asham, kal ha'oisik b'tayra, Kilo hikrav oila mincha chatas va'asham. Learning Torah, it's as if you're makriv karbonos. But Haman knew that. As we said, Haman was a smart guy. After all, his grandchildren, they're learning in good yeshivas in Bnei Brak. So Haman thought, well, if learning about the karbonos is like being makriv karbonos, so learn as much as you want. Because if you're going to be makriv karbonos, you're makriv karbonos b'chutz. Haman said, you want to learn? Learn Zvachim and Achas, learn all of Kachim. Oh, but it's like your makriv karbonos. Good, let it be like your makriv karbonos, and it'll be like hakravas karbonos b'chutz. Ach Haman choshav, asur lasoik, you're not allowed to learn the laws of karbonos. Because then it's ki'ilu hikriv, dabalei kachim b'chutz. So where did Haman get such an idea from? You don't know the Beis Yosef. Haman knew the Beis Yosef. What does the Beis Yosef say? Beis Yosef says that he brings from Mahari Abuhav, don't say Pitamak Torah by heart. Why? Because you might forget to mention one of the Samamonim. Then you'll be Chayiv Misa! Because we know if somebody leaves out one of the Samamonim is Chayiv Misa, you'll be Chayiv Misa Bekriya, just like the Haktarah. And maybe that's the reason why in many places, especially Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't even say Pitamak Torah during the week. Why not? They don't the Klaf say it at all. Klaf? I never.
No.
You ever saw a Gadol B'Yisrael say from a Klaf? We don't say it.
In the morning.
Ashkenaz, they don't say it. In Eretz Yisrael, they say it. In America, it's not. No, it's not part of the regular Seder. Why? They say the Karbanos. No, because they're afraid that they might leave out one of the ingredients. Says the Beis Yosef, it's nonsense. If it's a halacha, if there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai not to say it because you might live, fine. But if there's a logic to it, you could ask the following. Because Rashi says, on the words, in Chisar Achad Misamnei Chai Misa, if you bring it on Yom Kippur, Rashi says, if you bring the Ketorah Shaloi Kahalacha, then you're Chai Misa. So we see from here, says Beis Yosef, you're only Chayiv Misa if you're Nikdash into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's Rashi's pshat. So then that would not be at all relevant to saying the Pitamak Torah on a regular day of the year. And even according to the Rambam who writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Chisar Achad of Samnei Chayiv Misa, because you're bringing Ketorah Zara, then you could say it's like you're entering the Mikdash Shaloi Letzarach. They mean not only the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Heichal. And says the Beis Yosef, "Hainu dafka k'shu makter mamish." That's if you're actually being makter ketoros. Av k'shachisa b'kriya meichi tesi, because you forgot to read it, you're not gonna be chayv misa. Okay, and then says the Beis Yosef, "What are you worried about? If a guy's reading from a siddur, why would you be worried that he would skip a word? What are you worried? He's gonna talk by davening?" Stam, if he's talking by davening, so stam, that's like murder. No Jew would ever talk by davening. You ever imagine a shul? When you daven in shul, are you worried the guy next to you is going to shoot you? No, you hope not. A Jew has a cheskes kashrus that he won't be a murderer. No Jew would talk by chazar sashas. There's no such thing as a Jew who talks by chazar sashas. It doesn't exist. Not in America, not in Eretz Yisrael, not anywhere. If you talk by davening, so my recommendation is don't go to shul, stay home and sleep and skip the whole davening. You have a heter from me. It's better not to daven. If you feel that in order to daven you need to talk by davening, don't daven. Hashem is asking, do Hashem a favor, do the Jewish people a favor, do Mashiach a favor, do Eliyahu HaNavi a favor. You'll be misbarech me'akadosh baruch hu. don't bring your phone. If you feel you need to text during Chazaras HaShas, leave the shul. You'll be doing the world a very good toiva. Just stay in bed that day. You know, go to therapy for being addicted to your telephones. And that's it. But what do we see from this Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef says that there is a tzad to say you're not allowed to say pitim haktoiras during the week because you might leave out an ingredient. That's what Haman thought. Haman thought that if the Jews learn Hilchos Karbanos, avada, it's a great thing, and it's ke'ilu, they're makir of a carbon. And that's good for me, because if it's as if they're makir of a carbon, then it's like being a makir of a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Haman thought. Until he sees Mordechai learning Karbanos, and he realized he must be wrong. He must be that the Mari Abuav was not correct, the Beis Yosef was right. And don't get so worked up that it's ke'ilu hikra of a carbon. Because if Mordechai is doing it, you know, as much as the Talmud Chacham that Haman thought he was, he's maskim that Mordechai was a bigger Talmud Chacham. Now, it's interesting. What's interesting is, Haman was not afraid about the Jews learning about Karbanos, as we mentioned, because then it's like Makriv Karbanos B'chutz. But you know what Haman thought? Haman thought the only thing he needs to be afraid of is Shkalim. Why Shkalim? Because Shkalim, the Medrash says, a very interesting Medrash. Take a look in number 7. The Medrash says that if you have a Gadol who teaches Talmidim and is Marbitz Torah Barabim and is satiated from Torah, even if he dies, he can't sleep at night. The Gadol in the Olam Haba, he has no rest. He has no respite. It's like he's tossing and turning. You know why? Because all his Talmidim are saying over from his name, and every 3 seconds he's waking up. His wife said, what are you waking up? Just, I don't know, take melatonin or something. No! The guy, the Pasha Talmud Chacham, has no menucha on Olam Haba. Every 3 seconds, somebody's saying over something else he said.
The Rebbe never died.
Doivev sivse yishenim. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, and whatever we say is a credit to Moshe. Ah, oh, the Medrash says by Parsha Shkolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe says to Hashem, when I die, no one's going to remember me. No! Just like he says, Amalechayacha, Kishem, Sha'ato, Oimed, Achshav, Noisalam, Parsha Shkolim. Just like now, you're giving them the Parsha of Shkolim and you're raising up their heads. Every year when Klal Yisrael read the Parsha of Shkolim, it's considered as if they're giving the Shkolim. So Haman said, that's something you have to be afraid of. Because even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, they'll read the Parsha of Shkolim, and when they read the Parsha of Shkolim, it's as if they gave the Shkolim. And Shkolim you don't have to give in the Beis HaMikdash! There's no problem of Shkolim Bachutz! So Haman felt the only thing he needs to overcome is Shkolim. That's why Haman laid out his own Shkolim. However, he did not feel he needed to be worried about Karbanos. Why? Because Karbanos, he's a lamdin. If they're going to learn Zvachim, it will be Ke'ilu Hikrov Karbanos, it will be Hikrov Karbanos Bachutz. So the topic of today's shir is, Haman was such a lamdin, and he has mamish a sharfakasha. How do Chazal say that if you learn Hilchos Karbanos, it's like your makar of a carbon. Oh, bro, what are you going to do with Haman's kasha? It's ke'ilu hikrov karbanos bachutz. That's the topic of today's shiur. We have to far enfer the kasha of Haman. That's what we're... So they'll ask, what did you learn today? We learned the kasha of Haman. Okay? That's what we're learning. That's pshat. B'nei banav shal Haman loimdim Torah. It's not stam Torah. The Torah of Haman.
But he holds like Abu Hav.
Right. Haman held like the, yeah.
Does he get his chayav in my work because children will learn Torah? Rubis Akiyabu, does he get chayav?
I don't know.
He gets cryptocurrency.
I don't know.
What about Neshama Parmesvah
Seinu? Right, the whole thing, Neshama Parmesvah Seinu. What's go? How? What do you mean if I, but it's Makrav Bachutz. How does it work? Okay, so let's do this briefly. And the idea is, this is an idea which is presented in the Sefer Goyrol Samach Beis. Say, what kind of name is that? Not Goyrol Samach Gimel and not Goyrol Samach Dalet, which are also Sfarim. You see, there's a Sefer called Yeshua Gedoyla. The Yeshua Gedoyla is, they gathered Chidushim, Rabbi Yonis, and Eibishitz, and they put it as a parish on the Megillah. In the back of Sefer Yeshua Gedoyla is a kuntres called Kuntres Goyrol Samach Beis, written by Rav David HaKoyen Fink.
Where do you find this This sefer takes you 3 months to find one.
And by the way, there's also a girl Samach Gimel and a girl Samach Dalet. He also gathered the chidushim of the Sfas Emes and the Imre Emes, and in the back he wrote like girl Samach Gimel, girl Samach Gimel. And this is his question. You have to answer Haman's kasha. Look in Menachas Dav Kuf Yod, that the pasuk says, oh, let's skip to the end of the Gemara for a moment. Four lines from them. La'olam zois al Yisrael, amrav gidol amrav, ze mizbeach banoi, u'michael sar hagadol oimeid, u'makriv olav karban. Rav Yochanan amr, elu tamidei chachamim ha'oiskim behilchos avoida. Tamidei chachamim who learn the avoida, mala aleihem akasov, keilu nivne mikdash b'yimeihem. Ah, that's what Haman didn't know. Haman thought if you learn Hilchos Karbanos, it's like your makir of a carbon. That he knew the first part of the Gemara Menachas. He didn't know the second part. That when you learn Hilchos Karbanos, not only is it like your makir of Karbanos, but it's also like you built the Beis HaMikdash. It's also like you built the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara says, on the top of number 10, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, Elu tamid chacham ha'oiskim b'Torah b'chol makoim maktir mala ani aleihem kil maktirin u'magishin l'shmi. Whatever tamid chacham, when a tamid chacham learns, he actually brings down the kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, to that makoim. Therefore, the learning of the karbonos that are said in, so you say, but it's ki'ilu your makar of a carbon. Where is the ki'ilu your makar of a carbon? No, the learning also makes it as if you built a Beis HaMikdash in that spot. Says the Goyal Samach Beis, you know what this is analogous to? This is analogous to the comments of the Arizal. The Arizal, quoting the Arvei Nachal. The Arvei Nachal was Rav David, Shlaima, Ivshitz. Rav David, Shlaima, Ivshitz, the author of Levushe Srad, is buried right next to Rav Avram Avarish, the author of the Bas Ayin. They're buried together in the cave. And he quotes in Parsha Shlach, the Arizal.
Where's that?
In the holy city of Tzfas, Safad. And what's very interesting is, the Ari asks, how could they bring karbanos in the Midbar? The Midbar, by the way, is not Yerushalayim. And it's not the base of Mikdash. So how could they bring karbanos there? The Arizal says, look at number 12, Ela Emma Sabar Hu Apiya Divrei HaZoyar, because Ari Shekshu, Halei Noida She'isur Kachim Choshechem Lav Kareis. We know there's Isra of Kachim Mechutz Yechayv Karois is because there's no place to be mark of a carbon unless it's in the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah in Kalim says the 10 levels of Kedusha is, right? You know the 10 levels of Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Har HaBayis, da da da. How many levels of Kedusha does the Midbar have? None. So how you make of Karbanos in the Midbar? Chutzlars ain't a sub of Kedusha, Sakravas, Karbanos. Let's say right now, after Shir, we say, let's get together, let's have a little adding, we're going to be Makar of Karbanos. It's Makar of Karbanos, Bechutz. How in the 40 years did they bring Karbanos? The answer is, the same way we find by Yaakov, Vino, Gemara, Chulim, Tzaliyav, and Bez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, folded up Eretz Yisrael and he put it under Yaakov Avinu. So too here, from the time Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, wherever we are, all 10 Kedushas. We're Shaira the Machna Levia. The Makkah Mikdash literally had Kedusha Yerushalayim, and all the Kedusha, which is destined to reside in the Beis HaMikdash, was in the place of the Mishkan. Well, continues the Arvei Nach, look in the next paragraph. He says, where is this alluded to in the Torah? The answer is, I'm in the next paragraph in the Arvei Nachal, the second paragraph. Third line, what type of Kedusha resides in Eretz Yisrael? The Midah of Malchus, which is called Eretz Yisrael. The Midah of Malchus is called Peh, Malchus Peh. Therefore, says the Arvei Nachal, the meaning of Al-Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisau, is wherever Hashem told them to camp, they had the Sphira of Peh, which is Malchus, and it had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, by the same token, Rabbi Yisai, Haman didn't realize that, yes, he knew that when you learn Hilchos Karbanos, it's as if you're Makriv Karbanos. But Haman said, just like the Mari Abuav said, watch out, don't skip an ingredient of Ketores, otherwise it's like you're actually missing, being Makter Ketores, missing an ingredient. So Haman says that means when you say Karbanos, it's really as if you're being Makriv them, so then it should be like they're Makriv Karbanos Bachutz. The answer is no. Because, yes, it really is like you're being Makriv Karbanos, but guess what else is also really as if? It's really as if you built the Beis HaMikdash B'Mekaymai. Take a look at number 14. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, what does it mean? Hashem loves the gates of Tzion more than all the Mishkanos of Yaakov. Hashem loves the gates that excel in Halacha more than the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos. This is what Rav Chiya Bar Ami said in the name of Ula. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was built, all God has in His world are the four cubits of Halacha.
The Shecharav, not built, when it was destroyed.
Exactly, thank you. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has the four cubits of Halacha. So we always thought that meant that Hashem used to have a Beis HaMikdash, and now His conciliation prize is, okay, at least He has something, He has the four cubits of Halacha. No, you know what the pshat is? From the day the Beis HaMikdash was built, where is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is in the four cubits of Halacha. In the place that you learn Halacha, that's where the Beis HaMikdash is. That's what it means. V'yam Shechara Beis HaMikdash. Ein loy la kosh ruchu beis hamikdash in the ala the arba amos shel halacha. Here, look what he writes. The Tver Shloimeh of Radam says this word for word. Number 16. Achine bala hayrais. Goy del malas limud ha-Torah. It's coming to teach the great excellence and level of learning Torah. Ki siach sif soysenu chashav makubal. Our learning is accepted. Ki lukravnu kol ha-karbanus b'may adam. As if we brought all the karbanos. So you'll ask, it's even greater than karbanos. To be makriv karbanos mamish is only in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you do it, b'chutz yichayiv. But the Kedusha of Torah, it's considered like ke'ilu hikrivam b'payal mamish b'makayim Beis HaMikdash. That's what Haman didn't get. Haman was a lamdin, but he didn't know the end of the shir. That's the thing. Haman only stayed awake for the beginning of the shir. By the end of the shir, Haman was always sleeping. No! Haman, you got to stay up for the rest of the whole shir. If you miss the end of the shir, you're going to end up like Haman. You don't want to be Haman. You have to be on the good side. On the good side is you have to hear the answer. The answer is that if you learn Torah, it's ke'ilu, you built the Beis HaMikdash in its place. Okay, one last thing, and then I'll let you go. Achashverosh, remember him? Remember him? He's the big guy. The big kid, the head honcho, number 18. He's the king. Achashverosh.
He was a pain in the head.
He's the guy that we said, Rabbi Yochanan said, anyone who remains him, he says, Achla roshay, woe to my head. Why? Says Esther Rabbalik, number 18, Davar achar tchilas divrei ze achashverosh enemar. In the kingdom of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they put a halt to the Beis HaMikdash. When everyone would see Ahasuerus, they would say, "Ay, vai, 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 vai." He's the guy who put a halt to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the beginning of the story and the end of the story. Asks the Goral Samach Beis, nothing changed. The end of the story, they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash yet. Some years passed until they started building the second Beis HaMikdash. He didn't know that. Very nice. But at the end of the day, the same halt that was the halt that the Beis HaMikdash was put in the beginning was still in effect at the end of the story. So what good is it that we had the Purim miracle? Asked the Goyro Samach Beis. Look, he says, look at number 19, we'll close with this. That he's mikdash. When people would see him, they would say, vai, vai, vai. The question is, and even after the Beis HaMikdash the whole time, Ahasuerus said, Ad chatzi ha-malchus v'sayas, whatever you want, I'll give you anything, but we're not building the Beis HaMikdash. So then, it's still vai, vai, vai. Yeah, the Megillah begins vai, it should end vai also. No, no, no. Because the Pasuk says, V'kibel ha-yudim, what do Chazal darshan? Kiyemu v'kibelu ha-yudim. They said, now, let's think for a moment. Why do they have to be Mekayim the Torah? It says, Hadar kiblu abimei Achashverosh. They re-accepted the Torah in the times of Achashverosh. When re-accepted it? They said Nasa v'nishma already. So what does the Medrash Tanchuma say? You hear the question, Mr. Haimowitz? Question is, they accepted the Torah, Mr. Senior.
They didn't take from the
Senior.
That's the kiblu.
Right? What are the... They already accepted the Torah. Why did they have to accept the Torah again? So the Medrash Tanchuma says, the Torah Shabbachsav they were accepted. Now they accepted the Torah Shabbat Peh. They accepted the Torah Shabbat Peh. So now, what do we learn from the Torah Shabbat Peh? Now they could be Oisek in Dine Karbonos. Someone who's Oisek in Dine Karbonos, it's Ki'ilu Hikrov Kalak Banas Kulai, it's Ki'ilu Bana HaMikdash. So even though, practically speaking, they didn't get going yet, Haman was Mavato Binyam Beis HaMikdash. But Mordechai, through the acceptance of the Torah Shabbat Peh, he was able to inspire Klal Yisrael to mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh. Now they're able to access the great Gemara Menachas Daf Kuf Yud Kala Oisek B'Toyra Ki'ilu Hikriv Oila Ki'ilu Hikriv Mincha Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatas Ki'ilu Hikriv Shlamim Ki'ilu Hikriv Asham. So you'll ask, so where are they makriv the Karbanos? That's why the Gemara continues, Elu Tamidei Chachamim Ha'oiskim Behuchos Avoida. Mala aleya makos of kilo nivna mikdash bimam. Haman thought he's a smart guy. He thought it's keilu hikriv karbanos, but it's only hikriv karbanos bachutz. That's why says Chassam Sofer, Haman's only worried about the shkolim. The only thing he's trying to get us with is the shkolim, because he knew he has to counter out the parsha of shkolim. But the parsha of karbanos he doesn't have to counter out. It's bachutz. And that's how the Megillah ends. What through the Kabbalah, that every yid could be a tamachacham. Every yid has to be a tamachacham. Every yid has to be a Talmud Chacham.
And you do that by saying Torah from Klaf every day.
No, you don't become a Talmud Chacham by reading the Torah from a Klaf. Reading the Torah from a Klaf, some say it's a skula for Parnassah. But one thing it's not a skula for, it's not a skula to become a Talmud Chacham. There's only one skula to become a Talmud Chacham. The skula is learn Torah. Rabbi Yisai, have an amazing Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.